Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
He had a chance to get to the bottom. Well, not necessarily get to the bottom, but a lot of what was going on. Anyway, Carson Anderson, we'll get back to Michigan, Michigan State a little bit later on. But every once in a while, one of our favorite segments, a big old tub of pretzels. It's the big old tub of pretzels question of the day. And by question, we mean questions. Feel free to get your questions in at 248-539-9797. These are things that you debated with your friends about or will help you solve an argument or just life's challenges.
Or just stupid questions,
Doug. Or just stupid questions. Yeah, there's plenty of those that come in,
like those.
I think it's mostly those. Honestly.
All right.
You guys ready?
Yes.
Yep. All right. Question number one. Does a zebra have black or white stripes? Come on, Gator. We got to know.
I think a zebra has black stripes.
All right.
I think that the white is considered like the blank canvas. When you look at things, you don't see a black canvas. You see like a white canvas. Or actually, it's a canvas color, which is a little more off-white. But that's the way I see it. I think they are black stripes.
Doug?
My entire life leading up to this moment, I have given this zero thought. So I just pictured a zebra in my head. What color stripes do I see? I picture, you know what I see? I see the Cincinnati Bengals Color Rush helmets.
Yeah.
I see black stripes. So I'm going with black because the Bengals wear a black and white helmet. And I see black stripes on that helmet. Makes no sense.
No, right. That doesn't make any sense because that's a bangle.
Right. I know. I know.
That's going to take down a zebra.
Understanding that I have no logic for this, and really neither does Gator. Gator, he just says, I see black stripes.
I had logic.
What is it? I see black stripes?
No, the logic was that I think when you talk about a blank canvas, it's a lighter colored canvas. You're not looking at it a completely devoid of color canvas like the color black is.
Okay.
What if we were wrong this whole time? It was white stripes. Because I think a majority of people think like you, Gator.
Well, if by this whole time, you mean the last minute and a half, because I haven't given it any thought.
But you never thought?
I haven't. Is there a Google? Has anybody ever Googled this?
There is a Google.
I think which color is more? I mean, obviously, we're assuming that that there is an equal distribution of black and white, right? You know, but if you've got a background that's red and it's 60% red and then you get the white stripes, you say it's a white stripe one because there's less of it.
Okay, do you want to know what Google says?
Do I?
Zebras are black with white stripes.
See? Did it really?
They have completely black skin. There's an answer and we were both wrong.
Are they born that way? Is that it? They're born with all black?
The black stripes are formed by melanin, the pigment that gives hair its color.
So did you say the black stripes are formed?
The black stripes are formed. It says zebras are black with white stripes. And then it says, underneath their striped coats, the zebra's skin is completely black. The black stripes are formed by melanin, the pigment that gives the hair its color, while the white stripes are the result of the absence of melanin.
Wow. Wow.
It's still undecided. I don't know. I don't care either way. They're a beautiful animal.
Yeah, next. They are. Next question.
And they make a hell of a gum.
If you had to eat at least one item every hour for 24 hours from one fast food place, what place would you choose? Yes, you can eat duplicates if you want.
So you have to eat the entire item?
Yeah.
Like, so if somebody said a Big Mac, they'd have to eat 24 Big Macs.
No, just one item from the fast food place. So you can move on to chicken nuggets the next hour if you want.
Oh, so you're locked into one fast food place.
Yeah, but you have to pick one item from each, for an hour. Or for an, I'm sorry, for 24 hours.
Now, are we talking straight fast food or just fast casual count?
Fast food.
Okay, hold on for a second.
I can't eat every hour. And like you have to down it completely?
Then pick a place that has a small item that you can,
I got it. I'm just like, that seems wild.
I don't think anyone wants to do this.
No, nobody wants to do it. I would say, okay, I'll play along.
Are you asking, who would do this?
Sounds like a college bet. I'll say McDonald's.
There you go. Not bad, right? Okay. You can change it up.
You go with the nuggets, French fries. Mm-hmm. You can alternate back and forth.
Yeah.
Throw a cheeseburger in there.
There you go.
Those aren't too big. Get a shake to wash it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get a number of soft drinks. You could use that for a couple hours. Yeah, I'm going to go that route.
I'm going Famous Dave's. They have wings. They have pulled chicken sandwiches. They have tater tots.
Oh. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. They got Famous great barbecue Dave's sauce.
Is that a restaurant?
Yeah.
It's not a fast food place, right?
I don't think it's fast
food. Isn't it?
No.
I don't think it is.
All right, Chick-fil-A.
Why didn't you say
Chick-fil-A? Chick-fil-A. Just go with Jim. You're going to be eating a lot of chicken, dude.
Yeah, I guess you do anyway. What else is
but
there?
You also get your super sourced kale crap-ass salad.
The superfood salad, Gator. Respect, please.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'd probably go Taco Bell. I know it's the same thing, just with different tortillas, but whatever.
That's why I didn't do it. I love Taco Bell, but I need a little variety.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just you're just...
It's only so many tortillas I can throw down, man.
All right. Next question. Is making pizza at home stupid?
That's a great question.
You know what? It really is.
It
because
is. I agree.
It's you're doing it for the adventure because nobody... Does anybody make a pizza at home that's better than the worst pizza you could order from the store? Like, if you think of the worst pizza delivery that you hate... Tell me you personally can make a better pizza than that one. Because the answer is probably no, unless you're some sort of chef.
This is so funny because I haven't made a pizza at home in forever. And I never did it with like
making. Because it's stupid.
It's because it's stupid. I never did it making your own dough. Like the way that I did was get the old Boboli pizza crust you would get from the store. And then you get your toppings and put it on that way. And I remember doing that. I enjoyed it. I do enjoy making food when I've got time to make food. But I don't have a pizza oven at home, so this isn't happening. I don't have the pizza peel to throw it into the oven. You know, I've got a pizza stone, actually, but that's easy enough. You just throw that and preheat it in the oven. So is it stupid? Yeah.
It's stupid, guys. I mean, you can just order a better pizza to come right to your house or go pick it up if you want. The making a pizza thing it's actually just like a project. It's an activity, like to do with your family, with your kids.
There you
whatever,
go. So I think it depends on who you are. If you've got
but if
young
you just
kids,
want
it could
pizza.
Be fun.
But if you just want pizza to eat.
Then order it.
Yeah, just order it. What are we doing here? It's 2025, right?
Pick up the phone.
Right.
One more?
Let's do one more. Yeah.
All right, let's do one more. I like that question last one, though.
Can I revisit pretty the simple. Fast food? Does Boston Market count? Is that fast food?
They're not even around
anymore,
Doug.
Don't even exist,
man. Come on.
It's one of my great tragedies.
I know, you have to walk into the store. You don't do a drive-thru with it. I think that's one of the big things for fast food.
How many rotisserie chickens can you eat, man?
A lot.
A lot of sides.
Oh, man, this one's from Rico Beard.
Uh-oh. Oh, he signed it.
Yeah. What's the first thing you would do if you woke up as a black man? That's Rico, man.
What a question. Wow.
Maybe we shouldn't have done one more.
I don't know what to say. It's the first thing I would do if I woke up and I was black.
What a
I would feel more confident talking to the sisters.
What a great answer.
I'd like to grow out a big fro.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. I don't know if am I still bald or balding? Because I'd like to grow a big giant afro.
Like Questlove?
Like one, yeah, one that you carry around with you and like people see you coming.
From the 1978 you might look more like Philadelphia Phillies.
You might look more like Bozo the Clown at this point.
Yeah, if I can. I know. You know what I look? I look like George Jefferson. Yeah. Is what I look like. Wheezy.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
He was a very successful businessman.
He was.
He was moving on up.
That's what I'd do.
Oh man, I'm not gonna answer this question. I can't believe you guys did.
And there it is. That concludes the Big Old Tub of Pretzels question of the day. 248-539-9797, Carson Anderson. All right, we got to get to the latest on the Chauncey Billups case. some poker insiders have sounded off on this, and it's really interesting. You will hear what they had to say today at 11:20 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Still get your predictions in on the Wolverines and Spartans Saturday night, and we're taking texts on that, keeping track of it, recording, et cetera, et cetera. In the meantime, Pistons in action tonight at Houston. It was funny because I was like, King, who the Pistons have again tonight? He's like, Houston. I'm like, they need this win. And I'm like, wait a second, it's game two. They don't need this win. They don't need the win. It would be good to get a win, but they don't need it. Nobody wants to be 0-2 in the NBA.
No, you don't want to do that. But listen, after the Wings have lost the last two games,
dude,
I think we need a win.
I looked down at one point and it was like 5-0. And I'm like, what happened?
Yeah, it was ugly. Just ugly.
Yeah.
No goaltending. There was, at least for the Red Wings, the other goaltender was doing really well. Yep. Wings missed every opportunity they had. All these, I can't believe any one-timers that they fired off at that goaltender, and he just steered them all aside. And then it's like, hey, we got a second goal at the end, make it 7-2. Yay.
All right, here we go. Feedback. Made pizza last night for the family. Meat lovers. Pepperoni, hot Italian sausage, or as he wrote, hit Italian sausage. Oh. Ham, bacon, extra cheese, and veggies for the wife, plus garlic cheese bread. All three turned out great, but I will say it's a pain in the ass to clean up afterwards.
Yeah. You get a lot of items like that, it is a big pain in the ass.
Oh, shredded cheese everywhere, you know, the toppings.
I mean, at least you can get shredded cheese in a bag. You can control that a little bit.
No, but I mean, it's just, dude, yeah, it's going to be on the counter. Yeah.
If you're making your own dough.
Yeah. Oh, God.
In particular.
It's dough everywhere.
It's a giant mess. Flour is everywhere, and it's just a huge mess. And but if you use one of those shells, like a Boboli shell, it's a lot easier to do.
I'm going to read these, and then you figure out the question. I would put on a mustard yellow suit and say, damn, I look good.
Mustard yellow suit. Oh, because people of color can get away with wearing wild looking outfits that white guys can't. And I am completely jealous of it. I like to look, if I'm going to go out and dress up, I like to look good. There are things I see like, oh man, I really wish I could pull that off. There's no way I could pull it off. But this guy can.
Yep.
If Gator woke up black, he would dress as Cam Newton.
Would not. Absolutely would not. Not that ensemble. That's too much.
I would call Halle Berry.
There you go.
Coming from a black guy, great answer, Gator. The only two times it's acceptable to make pizza at home is if you are five or if you look like the cartoon guy in the pizza box. That's from John in Lake Orion.
I would think this would be an amazing activity for dad if mom is out for the night and you're like, what am I going to do with the kids? Pizza, like, let's make pizza. Kids will love it.
It's an activity. It's a project. But if you just want pizza, just order it.
I got it. Yeah.
Right?
100%.
Okay.
Just get some Green Lantern tonight, you know?
So the Chauncey Billups story yesterday was kind of depressing. Chauncey is beloved in this town. And always came across as, quite frankly, the coolest guy under the sun. And I don't know anybody in Detroit that is just a fan, not people who know him personally, that didn't like Chauncey Billups. Brought a championship to this town. Just was as smooth an operator as it was on the floor, behind when he was on the mic, when he was being interviewed. Damn, I wish I was that cool, right?
I was covering the team as a reporter during that run to the championship and in the locker room a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I really respected about Chauncey, and there's a lot of players that do this too, but with him in particular, was he would sit in his stall and answer every question. He would wait. It wasn't one of those where you'd hear, you know, the guy in the back say, all right, two more, that's it. You know, he was cool to sit and talk. And then when he was done, and he's still getting dressed or wiping his head down with a towel because he would get sweaty during the with the lights on there. You can go up to him and still talk to him. And he was like, hey, man, how you doing? Like, yes, this guy. He's just cool. He's awesome. But his image has taken a major hit.
Yeah. And you know, this is one of these cases where what did he know? Was he a pawn in a scheme or was he part of the scheme?
I saw something last night. I didn't like it. It was like an interview with, I think it was a professional poker player who had heard of these stories going back to 2019.
Well, this might be it.
Okay.
Because Matt Berkey is a pro poker pro, and he said this back in 2023. Kang listens to a lot of poker podcasts, and this was something that was posted and said a couple years ago, 2023. On the Only Friends podcast, Mac Berkey, Poker Pro, talking about these celebrity games, and specific to Chauncey, and here's what he had to say. All right, so that was Matt Berkey, Poker Pro, back in 2023. Now, help me out here, for you poker guys and people who don't follow it. What does jamming hundreds in big blinds mean?
Yeah, just poker lingo for they're making huge bets on really low odds to win the pot, and they're winning the pots. Like, okay. you know, only an amateur would do things like this.
Gutty and drilling it?
Yeah, gutty, like a gut shot's like a low percentage, you know, chance of hitting your hand.
You're going on a gut feeling. Yeah, okay.
And then, but gutty is like a gut shot. Like, it's another poker term. Like, you're trying to hit like a card in the middle instead of like open-ended, whatever. Poker again. But these are low percentage plays. And you only do it if you're an amateur or you know what the next card's going to be. You know,
yeah, and being an amateur mean you don't know what you're doing. You're just playing poker. Or
in this case, actually both. Amateurs that knew what the next card was going to be.
Well, yeah, they clearly did, yeah.
This is a sad story, and it doesn't look great for Chauncey. I mean, I'm holding out hope that he was a pawn, but...
Well, that's a horrible story that was just told by Berkey on that. I mean,
that's the one you heard.
I saw last night, and I was like, oh, God, that's awful. Yep. I don't want to think of that. I don't want to think of that. And yet,
I started thinking, driving home, the insanity of we read a statement from a lawyer of an NBA player that was directed essentially to the mob. Wasn't me. I did not blow the whistle. I have nothing to do this, and I never will. I was like, this is a real world.
Yes, but the real world also is everybody's innocent until proven guilty.
Without question.
And Chauncey didn't make a statement, but according to the Free Press, it says Chauncey didn't make a statement, though his lawyer released one to ESPN late Thursday, and it said, quote, anyone who knows Chauncey Billups knows he's a man of integrity. Men of integrity do not cheat and defraud others. To believe that Chauncey Billups did what the federal government is accusing him of is to believe that he would risk his Hall of Fame legacy, his reputation, and his freedom. He would not jeopardize those things for anything, let alone a card game. And then it goes on to say, earlier Thursday, he was suspended as coach of the Trailblazers.
All right.
So, I mean, this is a classic let it play out thing. You got to prove it in a court of law. And
sure.
And I don't want to believe that these accusations are true against Chauncey Billups, because I love Chauncey Billups. But the reality is it's a strong possibility. I mean, if you're indicting a guy, if you're arresting a guy, he spends a night in jail, you feel like you've got the evidence to prove otherwise. So we'll see what happens with this.
It's Carson Anderson, 97, won the ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. So that Chauncey story.
I was talking to a kid outside.
Yeah, Gator. Evan's daughter came in here, and she is awfully cute.
She's very cute. I love kids, Kang. I had a wonderful conversation. May have been one-sided, but I had a wonderful conversation with little Frankie. It was nice.
Nice. Why'd costume. You give her the Brian Branch? You double bird her after you left her? What you did?
Did not. Complimented the footwear. She and Evan had the same footwear.
Yeah, they have matching shoes.
And then
his wife.
Same size, too.
That's funny.
It's not that far off.
No. So in the wake of the Chauncey story.
Oh, let's get serious again. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. In the last 26 hours, how many apps do you think got deleted? How many accounts do you think got closed? How many text messages do you think got deleted? How many phone numbers do you think got deleted? And I'm just saying in general.
Oh, right. Not necessarily Chauncey's phone.
Exactly.
But people in general?
Yep.
I think a lot. Mm-hmm. A record number for a single day.
I don't know that these things are trackable, but if they were, I would agree. I would think that there would be...
phone altogether. New number, new everything.
Right? I would imagine that there was a flurry of people, not necessarily
and
just
what was
athletes.
Your relationship with Mr. No Neck? What?
Oh, boy. Feedback coming in. I was shocked by the Billups news, but I'm waiting for more. Even if he did something wrong, I still love Chauncey Billups. We all make mistakes. This would be a massive one, but it's possible he was forced or blackmailed into it, so we have to wait. I would be crushed if he was a key player.
Well, it sounds like he was a key player, and I hate that.
I do, too.
I really hope that this is just going to be something that comes out and that he was duped all along, that he was just, hey, they paid me an appearance fee. Come play poker next to Chauncey, and he didn't know any of this.
Mm-hmm.
The burden of proof is on the prosecution, though, so we'll see.
This just came in. Sorry, guys, we cannot let this just play out with Chauncey. When the FBI comes out and they have charges on him, they're going to make sure that a scheme like this is that has important evidence to charge everyone that was a part of it. That's from Martin. Martin, not everybody though gets charged by the FBI is found guilty, and so
no.
That's what I'm hoping for. And
not everything is. I mean. Seen a lot of things lately where people get charged and there's no merit to it and they get dismissed. So we'll see with this. I agree, though, on the outset, this sounds like something that's been put together for years. That's what they keep talking about, that this is years in the making. And they have gathered a mountain of evidence. We'll see. But I agree. It does not look good for Chauncey. And I hate that. I hate that.
As a poker guy, an NBA guy, as someone who knew people in Chauncey's inner circle, anything to add to this?
Well, yeah, and as a fan of the Going to Work Pistons, I feel like I understand the text that you're getting, Doug. This is like our local Tiger Woods, like where people just really thought he was squeaky clean, looked up to him, loved everything he did on the court, of course. Yeah. Never had, and all of a sudden a shocker comes out yesterday and they had no idea. I felt like if you would polled Piston fans and ranked the Pistons from the starting five from that 2004 team, I think Chauncey would be the last guy they would pick to be involved in this. Not to say anything bad about the other four guys, but I feel like that's how highly people thought of Chauncey Billups around here. And so this does not look good for Chauncey. I mean, obviously, I know the same thing you guys know. But with that being said, not everyone arrested by the FBI is found guilty. You're right, Doug. But they don't take this lightly. They probably have a huge amount of evidence that they feel confident that they went in and arrested who they arrested yesterday.
This is from a story on NBC News. Billups, while he is not named in the Rozier indictment, is seemingly implicated. However, the indictment refers to a person named Co-Conspirator 8, who is described as an Oregon resident who played in the NBA from 1997 to 2014 and has been a coach since 2021.
Who could that be?
Co-Conspirator 8 is accused of giving bettors inside information about a Trailblazers game in March of 2023. When Billups was their head coach, Co-Conspirator 8 is alleged to have told another defendant in the case that Portland would be tanking the game and that several of the players would be held out with injuries. Other defendants in this case are alleged.
Does it go on to say that that wasn't part of the injury report?
I don't know. Other defendants in the case are alleged to have used the information to place bets against the Trailblazers. Chauncey's agents or attorney, Chauncey Billups, has never and would never gamble on basketball games, provide inside information, or sacrifice the trust of his team in the league. It would tarnish the game, and he has devoted his life to. So anyway, if it was part of the injury report, that information was available to everybody. The story does not say that.
But if you give that information out ahead of time, before the injury report comes out, then you get the early lines before they get adjusted, and that's an issue.
Yep. I feel like this is from Nico and Livonia. I feel like the mafia said, do this or else.
You know, when you're here and you read this stuff about the injury report and all that, not that we didn't know this before, but because it's right here and right now and right up and in your face, this tells you why the injury reports are so important to protect the integrity of the game. One thing for gamesmanship between one coach and another, but when you have a partnership with the gambling entities, you have to be as upfront as possible. Now, it's interesting, like when you look at the NFL, they get away with it. You can throw a label on somebody as questionable.
Right.
No idea. Well, he's questionable. It doesn't mean that he's going to play or that he's not going to. We've seen players that are questionable that I think typically if they're questionable, they play. But there are plenty of instances where somebody's labeled listed as questionable and they don't play. But these distinctions and designations are incredibly important to maintain the integrity of the game because of the gambling.
The one thing that we speculated on yesterday when we heard the term widespread, there were 30 people here and the NBA, the people with the NBA ties, I think might all be known at this point. I don't know that there will be more tied into this case, but this is, you know, every time this happens, it should serve as a severe warning to anyone that's in the game. Don't do this. This could land you in prison, man.
Yeah.
So, Doug, you said earlier I followed the poker scene a little bit. Yep. Ryan Feldman, who runs the Hustler Poker Club in LA, out in California. And a lot of the celebrities have played in these. This is a legit poker game, though. It's streamed online. It's at a casino. And Jimmy Butler has been a basketball player that's played in this. He tweeted out yesterday, Ryan Feldman did, that he heard about these rigged private games a few years ago in Vegas and in Miami run by some bad actors from New York. Mm-hmm. Don't be surprised if a certain NBA Hall of Famer and a certain boxer gets arrested, too. And also an NFL Hall of Famer. My point is, I'm not sure we're done hearing big names come out of this.
Okay.
Who knows, you know? But that's just one, tweet from one guy that's maybe more connected than, than us, of course.
Yeah. Yep. Feedback coming in here. Guys, on one hand, it really looks like Chauncey did this. On the other hand, I don't believe anything this administration's FBI said. All in all, I'm kind of torn. Next text, they have over 3,000 recorded conversations through a CI. Thank you. Did you say that on the air?
No, I did not.
Here?
Sorry. Criminal informant.
Thank
I
you. Said All of a sudden, I heard criminal informant, and I'm like, was that in my ear or was that on the air? Thank you, Kang. And I'm sure Chauncey is on them. I'm disappointed, and it taints his whole legacy and my memories of the 0405 teams. If true, sad. That's from Jason at Sterling Heights. You guys have to remember that the feds have a high conviction rate. 96% of those indicted plead guilty, and 99% of those that go to trial are found guilty. I know that the odds are against it, but hey, man, we are. Let it play out.
Well, yes. 100%.
Straight ahead, back to Michigan, Michigan State stuff. Interesting question on the morning show, and it's something I want to talk about with the fans next here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Coming up next hour, we'll get the latest on the Lions with the Birchie kid. You know, trade, speculation, health updates of players. Bye week, time to get some guys back before Minnesota. Next game up. The latest at 12:30. Another edition of Are You Going to Eat That at 12:45. Gator, Michigan, Michigan State. For years, right, we were told that it would never be a night game. That Michigan and Michigan State didn't want it, and it would never be a night game.
And yet, this will be at least the third that I can think of.
This is the fourth in a row.
Okay.
Yep. I was looking back at start times. Okay. 2012 to 2015, they were all 3:30s. 2017 was the first night game.
That was in Ann Arbor?
Is that
the rain game?
I don't remember. It might have been 2018 through 2021, all noon games.
Nooners.
22, 23, 24, and now 25. These are all night games.
So 22 and 24 had stuff after the game. So those were Michigan, those are at Michigan. 23, I guess that would have been at State. I don't remember that one as much, but
49 nothing.
There you go. That's probably why I don't remember it.
The point is, I want to, what are the positives of the night game? Like, I think people are sick of us bitching about night games.
Right.
What are some of the positives? What do you like about a night game?
I think it feels like a big game atmosphere. That's one thing. I think there is a cool element to playing at night under the lights. That does seem kind of cool. I feel like the band sounds better when it's under the lights. There's a lot I actually do like about, I'm saying, I can't quantify
it. The band sounds better under the lights.
The band sounds better under the lights. I don't know why that is. Because the rest of the noise is kind of turned down because it's dark out. I don't know. Feels that way to me.
Okay.
Can't argue with how I feel, Doug.
No, I'm not arguing with how you feel.
There's a lot that I do like about the night game. I just don't like going to the night game necessarily because of, you know, our situation. It's, you know, having to drive an hour and a half to East Lansing when there's, or at least an hour when there's no traffic. You know, it's 45 minutes to Ann Arbor when there's no traffic, but you factor traffic in the mix. And I feel like getting to Ann Arbor is easier because it's a shorter distance, but you know, the whole trek out to East Lansing,
mm-hmm.
You're really beholden to what's happening on 96. And if there's construction, it's just a brutal march to get out.
Let's just go ahead and eliminate that and say you got a room. You got a room there, okay, at the Kellogg Center, walking distance, right?
That'd be amazing.
Yes.
Then I would, if I had that set up, then I would probably really enjoy it.
But it's probably a two-night minimum.
Well, these are the problem.
Yeah. All anyway, right. The one of the positives of the night game is, what's the ideal amount of time to tailgate? Like, if you were to pick the start time to tailgate, ideally. Because not everybody loves a nooner for tailgating. Not everybody wants to get up at 5 in the morning and go wait in line at a spot.
Right.
But not everybody wants to be there for 12 hours either.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, if I have to leave and come home after the game, if staying, you know, at the Kellogg Center or staying somewhere in Ann Arbor, if that's not an option, if I am leaving,
mm-hmm.
Then it's probably the 3:30 kick. if I have plans to stay, then let's make it a night game. That's great.
Let's take the getting out of there out of it. Just if perfect time. If you know you can get out easy, how long do you want to tailgate? Because tomorrow, I know people
who
are going to
be there. Duration rather than what time the start time is.
I know people are going to be there tomorrow before noon.
Yeah,
the game starts at 7:45. Yeah. That's when kickoff is going to be 7:45.
Well, there's the crapper factor. gotta watch out for that. Make sure you're all set. I think for me, it's 4 hours prior to kickoff. I think is plenty of time. It's not too long. It's not too short. I feel like that's a good amount of time.
So 3:40 tomorrow. The ideal time to get there would be 3:45.
Yeah, 3:30.
Have you ever done any Animal Day tailgating? Like,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I've done the night game where I've been out for Michigan State game for an evening game in Ann Arbor that I've been there at like 10 o'clock in the morning.
I'm sort of at the point in my life where I feel like I need to adapt an STFU about night games because they're just going to be a reality, a part of the sport moving forward. And the positive of night game to me is you get to watch the entire noon game if you so choose. Michigan and Michigan State played a night game the night game 2 years ago. The noon game, Big Ten noon kickoff, was Penn State at Ohio State. And I had a decision to make. And my decision was to be in the press box in East Lansing before noon because I wanted to watch that game in its entirety. And so I packed a lunch. Our engineer, Tony Butler, gets there like 12 hours ahead of time because Tony's that way. I knew he'd be up there, and I got in there and just went up and kicked back and in the press box, watch Ohio State, Penn State. And that's the positive of the night game. If there's a noon game you want to watch, you can watch it in its entirety.
Yeah, you can.
And so I'm going to try and start I'm turning over a new leaf here. We'll see if this lasts. It might last until probably like, 10:30 tomorrow night, but... I'm not going to bitch about night games anymore. I'm going to try and focus on what I like about night games. But I'm wondering, in general, are people adapting and starting to enjoy the night game? Because my theory on night games has always been, if you're going, a high percentage of people don't like them. If you're watching on TV, a high percentage of people like them. Do you think that's an accurate reflection of the real world?
Kind of. I mean, I think the majority of people, I mean, the problem is it's you and I talking. We're in the business and there's a whole different element to it. I think the majority of people like the night game. I do.
You do, regardless of whether you're going or not. Because here's the other thing about the night game. Like, I'm going to make a prediction because you usually tend to think, the younger crowd loves the night game. Next Saturday is November 1st. There's going to be Halloween parties on campus all weekend long. I bet student sections for night games around the country are going to be empty. I'm going to bet that students choose not to go to the game unless they got some massive game. Like Michigan's got a night game against Purdue. Good luck. Good luck filling that student section. But now, so the students have other priorities. It's hard to get students to stay through four quarters of a game already.
Right.
But, we're looking for positives. Have you adapted and start to like the night game, the big game feel, the extended tailgating? I wonder if anybody else agrees with Gator's theory that the band sounds better at night.
I think it does. I don't know what it is.
I want some people to support that. I love this.
It's been that way. I've always felt like even going back to high school, like I remember going to high school football games when I wasn't in high school, when I was younger, to go see one of my good friend's older brothers play, and it was always like a night game, and it just had that atmosphere. It's just a sense memory that's burned into my brain of that. That was really cool. It just sounded louder, sounded better, and again, to go sit in the stands, it's cold out, you're huddled up, you got a hot chocolate, and really used to enjoy that as a spectator.
The one thing about a night game is that is a challenge. If you have a noon start, when the game ends, not everybody leaves at the same time.
No.
Right? Some people go back to their cars, hang out, continue the tailgate. Maybe you got a TV set up, you watch the 3:30s. In a night game, I would say that a high percentage of people are leaving at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the outcome of the game, what's going on. I mean, when you see the 49-0 game, I'm guessing people left before the third quarter was over.
Maybe.
Yeah, I know I've left games at times well ahead. I left the Michigan State game, the one where they had the brawl in the tunnel. I left at the end of the third quarter. I got home in time to see the end of the game because nobody had left. But I'm like, I don't want to be out here until 2 o'clock in the morning. So I took off and listened to the game on the radio, and then watched the final 3 minutes or whatever it was at home on TV, and saw everything else unfold.
I just got this from a listener, Eric. You play at night in high school. It's a big game feel. Tailgates are more. With that said, you should not do more than two a year. In Tennessee, we would set up by 10 a.m. for a 7:30 p.m. kickoff.
Yeah.
That's an animal day.
It is. And I've done the animal day. Here's the thing about that is there's such planning that takes place.
Yep.
I mean, you talk about the food for a tailgate for an animal day like that. You have to have two major meals. You know, you've got lunch. And then you've got the dinner, but you got to plan it right because, okay, if I'm going to bust out the Blackstone or a grill, do you want to do that and serve up dinner at 6 o'clock? And because you got to have enough time to make sure that thing cools off and you can put it away, or do you do that at noon? I mean, it's a two meal day.
We have some feedback here from a former member of the Michigan Marching Band. Settle down, Beavis on Twitch. The band always sounds better. I think he means at night, or she. The band always sounds better. The air is colder and denser. The sound travels better.
There it is. Acoustics.
Yep. So you're apparently onto something. What do you like about a night game? 248-539-9797. We'll get to your predictions. If you missed ours earlier, we'll repeat them coming up in the noon hour. Talk some Lions at 12:30. Are you going to eat that at 12:45? It is Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.